You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
This one came in from Facebook. Her name is Bree, B-R-E-E. And Bree starts off by saying, I need advice from my... You'll like this, Jeremy. She goes, okay. I need advice from my boys in the morning, and you're just my boys, by the way. I don't like to share you.
Oh, Bree,
and then she puts
it.
A winky face. she goes, I don't know if you guys send risque photos to your wives or if they send them to you. Let me jump in right here. Jeremy, you want to sound off about that?
No and no.
Oh,
actually, no, no, I don't send them. And Nicole does not send them. I actually send more risque photos to Dom than I do Nicole.
True. That's absolutely true. Sorry, true. Nicole.
Yeah. No, we don't do that.
Of the two of you who would ever do it, she would be the one that I could see doing. I could never see you doing
100%
it.
100% other way around.
I don't believe
I would
that.
Do it. Yeah.
You would do it as a joke is the thing. She would do it
yeah.
to be sexy.
Yeah. No,
you would
never,
just do it to get a laugh. I'm talking about for the reason that
the
they're
reason,
really sent.
Okay.
In terms of sexiness, you would never do that.
No. But either would she. She's told me multiple times, she's like, don't expect that from me because I don't want that out there.
Oh, well, I've got one from her. back to Bree's note. She goes, I don't know if you guys send risque photos to your wives or if they send them to you, but I think it's a fun way to either add spice to a relationship or to keep everything fresh. And then she gets into her story. Last week, I sent a somewhat naughty photo to my boyfriend and said, can't wait to see you.
Oh, Bree.
Let's stop right there. Somewhat naughty.
So what? What does that mean?
Little, well, she like said risque. I mean, I would imagine she was probably mostly
holding,
clothed.
It's the
but not,
what do they call that? Side boob? Is that what they call that? Is that what that is?
Look wow. at you. Oh, you're talking about your own photos.
Yes, correct.
Right?
Yes.
Anyway, back to Bree's note. Last week, I sent a somewhat naughty photo to my boyfriend and said, can't wait to see you. She says, it's my first time sending him something like that, and I waited and waited for his text response. He didn't send anything back.
Uh-oh.
When I talked to him later on the phone, it was not the reaction I expected. He was very unhappy that I sent the picture and said it was, quote, disappointing. Bree says, I was kind of embarrassed and just said, okay, I won't do that again. But now I'm wondering if this is a red flag. We've only dated about 8 months, and I thought everything was really good, but I don't know if I want to be in a relationship with someone who reacts this way to risque photos of his girlfriend. Just wondering if I'm overreacting to his reaction. Thank you, boys. I love you. 3 exclamation points.
We love you, Bree.
We love you, Bree.
Cheesy Bree.
I don't know that we can issue an actual ruling on this until we see the photo in question.
Oh, Dom.
So we can tell if it's appropriate or not.
Don't do that to Bree.
Okay, so
you're
not into...
So he's disappointed.
You're not into risque photos at
all.
Well,
I'm not saying that I'm not into it. I'd accept them. Sure, I would. I'm just... Knick-Knack would never do that.
Well, what did she ask her to then?
No, she says, just in case anything ever happens and we divorce or we move on. She's like, I don't want pictures of me out there.
Planning on divorce, are you guys?
She apparently is. So she's just, you know, it's a CYA for her.
ironically.
So there's just not out there. But if it were to come to me, I'd be like, right on.
Do you think this is a red flag, a guy who kind of chews her out because she did that, you know, kind of gives her a hard time?
The whole, like, I am disappointed by this. It sounds like he's a dad or something.
right.
But yet, I can kind of see where he's coming from. Maybe, you know, he is in a work meeting or something, and this pops up on his phone. He doesn't want other people to see it. Or then he's maybe wondering how many other guys has she done this with, and he's just maybe not into it. You know, there's a ton of circumstances.
I will tell you a funny story that I have never told you before, nor anyone on the radio.
Okay.
This has happened once in my relationship with Gretchen, where she sent something to be, but she did it to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you where you and I were when she did this.
Oh, no, you've told me this.
We were at... I did?
You did.
Well, I'll tell her. Well, then okay. I won't say. I won't tell our listeners. It was a big night.
It was a big... It was at one of our award ceremonies, right?
It was a big night.
Yep. She sent you a little something. Something. No wonder you were in such a good mood that night. I thought it was our prestigious award.
I didn't care if we won Morning Show of the Year or not. I won Boyfriend of the Year. So we've got several messages coming in about this. We've also got some phone calls. Let's jump into the phones quickly. And we'll start with Denise. Good morning, Denise. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Hi.
Denise, what do you think? Is this a red flag or nothing for her to worry about?
Well, I do feel like she needs to get a little bit more information from him as to why he was disappointed. But I feel like if he's disappointed because he's just not into that stuff and that sounds like something she was just trying to be playful, perhaps she should move on. Maybe he's a little too boring for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole thing just seems kind of lame now, doesn't it?
Playful is a good word
now
for
this. Yeah,
now
she has to sit him down. She's like, I'm going to need some more information here on why you didn't like that. And, where do we go from here? And yeah, it's ruined. It's completely ruined.
I wonder if it's like a cultural thing, like the culture that he was brought up in. Maybe this is,
maybe?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Which I'm not going to knock. I mean, different cultures have different beliefs,
sure.
And that's fine. So, Denise, thank you for the call. We appreciate you being on the show. That's a good call. Here's Nate. Good morning, Nate. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys? Good morning. Sorry.
Morning.
A little caught up. Okay, but hi.
Nate, what do you think about Bree's note?
I think she's just overreacting a little bit. It sounds like she's still doing well in bed, personally, so... Naughty photos shouldn't be too much of a matter.
Where did you get that from the letter we read? I didn't see anything about their bedroom activities
no,
in this letter.
Mm-hmm.
Nate's reading a whole
Nate,
lot into this.
We're going to let you go.
I had a red flag from the first 5 seconds of our phone call.
Yeah, Nate. Kathy wrote in. She says, Bree, he's just looking out for you. He doesn't want those pictures of you floating around the internet, ending up who knows where. She says, as long as he appreciates you and your body in person, don't worry about it. And then Horny Eric wrote in and just said, I love naughty pics. Can you boys give me her number? And then in parentheses, he said, heavy breathing. So, Eric, please don't ever write us again.
Please, just get with Nate. And
get with
you
Nate.
Two,
go to lunch.
Emma says, I sent a photo to my husband, and no, it wasn't X-rated. It was just a picture of me in a negligee telling him to hurry home. He reacted like Bree's boyfriend and said he loved me, but hated risque photos floating around like that. So okay. I never sent another one. He's a really fun guy, too, so I'm surprised... But I recognize it's just not his thing. Bree shouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
And then I like a choice of phrase that Carly uses, because we've been talking about whether or not this is a red flag, which kind of makes it either a black or a white situation, really, if you want to talk about colors, right? People look at it one way or the other. And Carly says, no, she writes, I wouldn't consider it a red flag, but it is a pink flag. In other words, it's something to bear in mind, but not a deal breaker. Maybe just wait to see if he exhibits other behavior that would drain all the fun out of the relationship, but don't break it off just because of this.
That's a great one.
I like
one.
That.
That's
a
spot
pink
on.
Flag.
That's spot on, yeah.
Like, you don't have to overreact to his reaction.
Correct.
But you put a little pin next to it so that if things start to accumulate, if you get enough pink flags and you add them all together, they become bright red.
Yeah, like if he comes home and you are in that negligee and trying to be sexy and he goes, whoa, 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 I'm disappointed, then that's when you run.
Move on.
Move on. What a weird guy. Please don't send me these anymore.
I will say is probably not that many people who would object to receiving
correct.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
But my advice... I mean, we might as well. We do need to do a disclaimer here for not just, you know, young women, young men, too. But it seems like especially for young women, to be extremely careful about this, because if you're just in a, if it's not a full-blown committed relationship,
if it's just casual,
there are who knows how many young women in America and probably around the world who regret that they sent a photo to someone and that photo later got out, or like Jeremy was talking about, you know, the relationship ends and you don't know what they're going to do with those photos.
Just know if he's just looking at it or if he's showing all of his buddies too, you know. It's like, creeper.
Yeah. So just, Bree, I would just be careful. Be mindful.